Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Breaking news, my nip guards haven't arrived. Got this half marathon to do on Sunday. I was talking about this yesterday. I'm getting proper jogger's nipple at the moment, where you wear the T-shirt and it rubs when you sweat, and it, ow, really hurts. Also, someone showed me a picture of Chris Moyles when he did like a 10K run or a half marathon in like 2002. And it, without going into too much detail, it was so sore it started to bleed and the picture was horrible. That's going to be me on Sunday at the Eden Project when I do the run, unless they arrive. I'm still waiting for my delivery. They said it would be today, I think, or tomorrow. Maybe it's tomorrow. I don't know. Imagine the face of the person who has to sign for those on reception. Good, nip guard delivery. Otherwise, I am going to do that thing. I have to, aren't I? The thing we said yesterday where I just cut the nips out of the top, which I don't think is a good look for me.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
What have you got?
Nip guards.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
They're
Pass them over. This is going to be...
I'm really disappointed it didn't come in a massive packet with like pictures of boobs on it.
I'm really pleased as well that 150 was the order number, because yesterday it said you have paid for 150 nipple guards. I don't need 150, but luckily I've got probably about, looks about 20 or 30. Who wants to get involved with this then? I'm going to put them on now.
You don't just wear them when you're sitting down.
Chris, you up for it?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's wear them for the rest of the show with pride.
I love it. Alex off the website is coming to take a picture.
No one is taking a picture of my nips.
If you will insist on wearing them when you just sat down doing a radio show.
No.
You can see them through your tops.
Yep.
Seriously, you both look like Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. Well, she used to do that in Friends, didn't she? She used to cut
She didn't have hexagon-shaped nips.
They are quite hexagonal, aren't they? No, I'm not having a picture taken. Chris will do it. You have a picture taken.
Yeah, he will.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Interesting thing that I did with Chris earlier, which I've never actually done before. We went clothes shopping because I needed to get a few bits. And you want to come shopping with me. Well, we didn't have much time today, but you want to get some new stuff with me, don't you?
Well, you're generally better at shopping than I am.
He hasn't got a clue when it comes to clothes. So I'm going to him, oh, these jeans are nice, they look really good, like these kind of, and there's a couple of like pairs of chinos that are quite nice. I was like, yeah, they look good on you. Like, what waist are you and what leg are you? He's like, don't know. Have you got no idea what your waist size is?
No, I don't. I thought it was...
He said, you started off going, I think it's 48. I was like, no, it's not. It can't be 48.
How much
do you eat in one meal? They're like my Sunday afternoon trousers, where you've eaten so much you'd have to kind of put the 48s on.
There's nothing of you. You are not a 48.
I don't know.
Anyway. So
even
I'm
after six roast potatoes.
So I'm like, okay, well, we'll have to come back and do this another time. At which point, he's like, hang on, I really like them. I might get them today. And then explain what happened.
Well, I basically suggested that I drop trowel to find out what size my
You didn't suggest it. You undid your belt and was about to actually take his trousers off so he could check what waist size he was in his current jeans. Now, that isn't allowed in shops, is it?
Why not?
I don't realise why not. He's like, oh, is it not acceptable to drop trowel?
Is it?
No. I don't... What, to check what size you are? Yeah. I don't think it's that socially acceptable. I don't think it is, no.
Well, I didn't. Anyway,
no,
so I didn't.
Because I stopped you and went, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? Then, we're looking through the T-shirt. You've got the Keith Lemon phrase. You've got the Joey Essex ream ones. And then now you've got ones that say, get involved. Now, Chris thinks he's got something to do with this. You didn't get consulted.
No, if it was him, it would be drop trowel.
Drop trowel?
That'd be the new shirts, surely, coming out there.
But I do have a picture. Can we put this on my Facebook? Is that allowed?
Yeah, if you send it to me.
Have a look at Chris's new range of clothing. Get involved, even though he had absolutely nothing to do with it. Right next to the Ream T-shirt.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lucy in Bournemouth has been on saying, my boyfriend Luke always takes his top off in shops to try shirts on. You're so right, it's embarrassing. I think the shirt thing is actually better than just dropping trowel in a clothes shop just to check what waist size you are, because you don't know. Ben, who's working in London, says, yeah, I do it when I forget. Someone says, changing rooms are for prudes. It's fine to strip to try on clothes at a shop. I don't think it is. Someone's dad just does it, drops trowel when the changing room queue is too long. No, stop that at once, Dad.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What now, Chris?
You know Harry Hill's leaving TV Burp?
Is that confirmed?
That's what I've heard.
Right, that's going to be a sad day, that. But there's a new series starting, is it this weekend, I think?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was off. I thought that was...
No, he's doing this series, and then after that, they said that he won't do it. He said he won't do any more.
I think that's a shame, because I really like TV Burp. I think it's a great show.
You can tell winter is coming and Christmas is coming, because you get, like, your TV Burp and you get your X Factor. It's not going to be the same without him.
But will he be doing the other one as well, then? Will he stop doing the... What's it called? The... You've Been Framed.
Got there in the end.
Yeah.
You've Been Framed. I don't know. I'm guessing that that's not as much work, though.
Well, yeah, for that one, people send him the clips. TV Burp, he has to find the clips.
Yeah.
And he spends all day and night doing that for TV Burp, doesn't he?
Yeah, he spends all week watching TV, but he gets paid loads of money for it, I think.
Right, this is what I'm thinking. If he gets £4 million a year to watch TV, this is my ideal job.
Where did you get that figure from?
Just what I heard in the... I'm sure it's about £4 million, yeah.
Is it? Wow. So you're saying that you are kind of lining up to be the replacement?
Well, I'm up for it. If anyone's listening, they want to carry on the show, but with a new person, I'm... willing to do it, because A, I think it's a great show, and B, I think I'll be good at it.
All right, what evidence do you have of this?
I just reckon I can. All you got to do is watch TV, find the clips, find the funny things, or make jokes out of clips that aren't necessarily funny. I can do that. I'm good at that. In fact, I've been doing that today.
So you've been getting clips today and kind of rehearsing.
Yes, you know Harry Hill spends all day every day doing it. I don't think you really need to. I managed to do this in like an hour earlier on.
Were you watching it all on like double speed?
I flicked through large amounts of but I managed to get what I needed.
You might have missed some bits.
Maybe, but I think I got what I needed.
So you're thinking, if ITV are listening now, thinking, oh God, what are we going to do next year when Harry Hill leaves? You're kind of putting it out there. Would you be slightly cheaper than Harry Hill?
How much are you? I'll do it for three.
£3 million.
Yeah. Right. It'd be a fresh angle, it'd be a fresh face to a brilliantly established TV show. It'd be great.
So you can give us examples of this now, can you? You're ready to go?
I've picked out a few clips, didn't take long doing it, and right. Yeah, I'm ready to go if you are.
Right. OK, cool. Well, this is like a live kind of audition then, isn't it, really? So I hope ITV are listening. Imagine we're sat there, Becky.
Yeah.
Together, if you want. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday night, and we've got our tea.
What are we having?
We're having spag bol.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted Chinese because it's Saturday.
All right, then we have Chinese.
Okay, thanks.
Cool. Anyway, so we're sat watching TV. Here we go. You're watching ITV1. Coming up later, The X Factor. But now, Chris Stark's TV Burp with Chris Stark.
Hello and welcome to Chris Stark's TV Burp. In EastEnders, Phil Mitchell's plan to turn the Vic into an art gallery doesn't go well.
Art! You heard me, art! Come on, a lawyer! Art! Come on out!
It's all right. We're leaving.
I can't laugh. Tanya's cooking is as popular as ever.
Thought I'd make the sunny tonight.
That's rubbish.
In Motorway Cops, the people of Southampton wonder where the party is tonight.
No further action was taken against the driver who had 600 bottles of illicit vodka in the back of his transit. But his van and the vodka were seized by customs officers.
Also, in Motorway Cops, something completely predictable happens.
Have any points you got on your licence?
I've got nothing.
Nothing at all?
Yeah.
And you sure about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Positive, yeah?
Yeah, 110.
110%.
Yeah.
Oh, OK. That's showing 3 points.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it started off well. The Phil Mitchell one. Do your intro to Phil Mitchell again.
I'm going
to
give it a bit
funny.
More. Do you think more delivery?
Yes.
Yeah, you need
it
to.
It needs to be more of the
and
top.
And also you need to, like, yeah, bit just, more TV voice, right. Less laughing at your own jokes.
Go on then.
Okay, ready? So,
yeah.
In EastEnders, Phil Mitchell's plan to turn the Vic into an art gallery doesn't go well.
Art! You heard me, art! Come on, a lawyer! Come on out!
It's all right. We're leaving.
I do like that one. That is a good one.
I like that one.
Although maybe that could be your style. like that, because, you know, you don't want to copy him directly.
No.
So you can play the clips and then laugh at your own jokes for like 5 minutes after each one. So then you'd have to find less clips as well, because you'd fill half the show with like, I like that. That's a great one, that one.
I think with a bit of extra canned laughter, that would have worked fine. No one would have known the difference between me and Hazza.
Do you want to try the Motorway Cops one with the canned laughter?
Can I do the Tanya one, just sure. because it's, I think, the second strongest?
Okay, go on then.
In EastEnders, Tanya's cooking is as popular as ever.
Thought I'd make the sunny tonight.
No, you're not supposed to laugh.
Sorry.
No, I think that should be part of his act.
Do Motorway Cops.
In Motorway Cops, the people of Southampton wonder where the party is tonight.
No further action was taken against the driver who had 600 bottles of illicit vodka in the back of his transit, but his van and the vodka were seized by customs officers.
Do you not find that funny? Oh. I thought it was good.
All right, so, good. Well, yeah, maybe that's a possibility for TV Burp. What about You've Been Framed, as we were saying? Is he going to continue that as well?
Well, I've had some ideas about this. Oh, I God. Could.
He's not even left that one yet.
Yeah, jump in his grave, why don't you?
Everyone needs to have their own style with that show. He had a brilliant style with it.
And what's yours going to be? Because you've obviously thought about it.
Well, I
yours
thought...
Yours is just going to be... Luke's just falling over.
You're not too far wrong.
All right.
You're watching ITV1. Later tonight, someone shows a bit of ankle in Downton Abbey. In half an hour, it's Chris Stark's TV Burp with Chris Stark. But now, on ITV1, You've Been Framed with Chris Stark.
All right, Chris, so what's going to happen? I'm going to show you a clip now, OK, on that computer there. And then you do your thing in the style of how you think You've Been Framed is going to go.
Got it.
Cool with that?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Two men, one playing a guitar, one clapping. Oh, straight in the gonads. Man, punk, he's another one with a guitar. One of them looks like Sid Vicious. Who? Tight skinny jeans. Oh, wobbling on it. Oh, and he's off the podium. He's just fallen off the podium, the middle guitarist there.
Next one.
So we've got two lads here rapping, some kind of disco, and one of them's getting very excited, jumping. Another one's joining in with the jumping. They've collided. They've collided and one's fallen over him.
Do you know what you remind me of? I was trying to think through that. You sound like my mum playing those games at Christmas, you know, where you have to describe something but you can't say the word. And you just get this random shouting of, like, man, tall, hair, tie. Yeah.
It was just like that. It is the same.
What do we think to that, though? Good?
It's certainly different. It's different to what Harry does, and maybe that's what they're after. If you are listening, ITV1, I believe in this room I have your secret weapon for Saturday night. Please apply.
Scott Mills, BBC. Ray. D. Yo. One.
Everyone's saying on our text, by the way, Chris, it's not Tanya and EastEnders doing the lasagna, it's Vanessa, you spoon.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, I don't know if you remember last week, but one of our listeners was on asking me if I could call Harry Styles off of One Direction and ask him what type of shampoo he uses to get those luscious locks. And now someone else has been on. Are they another one of our listeners?
Yeah, Ellie from Bristol.
What's Ellie saying?
Well, I don't know if you can ask him this, but she wants to know what pants he wears. What make of pants?
What brand of pant?
Yeah.
Is this going to turn into like a regular thing where it's just like we just call Harry Styles? Ask Harry anything. So we could do it like once a week, just ring him up and ask him a random question. I reckon people would love that. So Ellie wants to know what brand of pants?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Let's give him a call.
I love it that you can just ring him up.
I think this might get annoying for him after like week three.
We might need to tell him that we're going to turn it into a regular thing.
Right,
he might stop wanting money.
Come on, Styles, answer the phone.
He's blocking you.
Hello?
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for 079. Oh. Please leave a message after the tone.
No, right. Right. That's not good.
I have nothing to do with this. I said to
right,
you...
seriously.
No, I said to you, I don't think we should call in with that question. I don't think we should do this feature. Did I not just say to you 5 minutes ago, this is a bad idea?
Right, these phones are rubbish again. Right, honestly, I did try and... Okay, good. So...
Don't...
Listen, do me a favour. Whatever you do, don't call that number, please. That number is not Harry Styles' phone number. So don't call it. Please don't call it. Thank you. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
What are people saying?
David in Luton's been on. He says, and thus ended the shortest feature ever on Scott's show, Ask Harry Anything.
Today is not a good day. Not good. All right, let's move on, shall we? Stupid Street is coming up. We've been out to Stupid Street today. Have you got a pet name for your boyfriend, Becky?
Yes.
And what is it?
Well, why do I have to tell you?
Because that's the subject on Stupid Street today.
Okay. Really?
Really, yes.
Okay, Kylie.
What, as a pet name?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yes.
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you why. I've just told you.
You can't just leave it there. Oh, yeah, I call him Kylie. And
why then... not? Why not?
Is it the hot pants?
No.
What is it?
No, I'm not telling you.
Oh, gross. It's better if you tell me, otherwise I'm going to...
It's not.
...think all sorts of things. Podcast. What a strange day I'm having. This is Scott Mills. It's just gone 5:20.
Harry Styles is trending, UK.
Oh.
I've got worldwide on my phone.
Are you serious?
I only look at UK's.
What, it's trending world... Harry Styles trending world... Harry Styles? Harry Styles is trending worldwide. Okay, let's go on to Stupid Street. Now, today we've asked them, have you got a pet name for your partner? Have you got one, Chris?
No.
No, it's not really your thing, is it?
Of course he has. Look at the corners of his mouth. They're going up, which
what
means
do you call
he's
her?
Lying. Oh, yeah, Harry is trending worldwide. Along with National Taco Day and Jodie Marsh.
Why is she trending?
Because she's doing the bodybuilding stuff.
Oh,
looking
gosh.
Hot.
I saw a picture earlier. Blimey.
I sent you a picture without any subject matter and you replied going, I hadn't even said anything, and you replied going, I do not look like that. I was like, I never said you did.
Paranoia. So, what does Sheepish Street call their partners? Got some Scott Mills points for you here, for Becky and Chris, and for you lot at home as well, or on the way home. So, what are we going to do? We're going to say anyone that you guess correctly, you can have 10 Scott Mills points. Yeah. So... let's throw them out there. What do you want?
I am going for Babe and Sweet Cheeks.
I'm going to go Sugar Plum.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Yeah. I've got to do one more, have I? Flower.
All right, Flower. All right, cool.
What are your guesses? What would you call your...
I don't do that kind of thing.
Yes,
No, I don't. I don't have pet names. Weird. Right, let's find out what they're saying. So, here's your first one.
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Ariana. I have a pet name. I get called Squishy a lot. Apparently my face is squishy.
Your face is squishy?
Apparently so.
Am I allowed to try to squish it?
Like, I have quite a lot of squish.
Yeah, that is quite squishy.
Yeah, it is quite squishy.
It's nice though.
You can't just go out on the street with random girls and ask them to have a squish. Smooth talking Dan. Squishy, that wasn't on your list. Do we like that as a name? I think we do. Oh, Squishy. If you said Squishy, 10 points. Next.
What's your name?
Zoe.
Have you got a boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Have you got a pet name for your boyfriend? Or does he give you a pet name?
Occasionally, MC Hammer Roll.
MC Hammer?
Hammer Roll.
His name is Hamish Kroll. So if you take out the middle letters, it makes ham roll.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. And we...
And what does he call you?
Koala.
Why koala?
Sometimes I attach myself to him. Oh!
I see that. Okay, that's good.
That's right. Cute.
So, if you said MC Hamroll, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Oh, that is quite cute.
You get points for koala as well if you said that.
Next.
What's your name?
Abby.
Have you ever had a pet name for like a boyfriend in the past?
Yeah, I called him my beast.
Your beast.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Why that?
He's a little bit hairy.
What's he call you?
Abby.
Surely the answer there is my beauty. If he'd been quit Beauty and the Beast, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. If you said Beast, 10 points. Or Abby. Next.
What's your name?
Lauren.
Have you ever had a pet name for like a boyfriend, or have they had one for you?
She calls me Tubbsy.
Tubbs.
Why would you call her Tubbsy?
I don't know. She's a little bit...
Works, yeah. That's just it.
And do you call her anything?
Chubbsy.
Chumbo,
Chubsy,
yeah.
Okay, so there we are.
Chubsy and Tubsy.
Tubsy and Chubsy there, what a couple.
Why would you call her Tubsy?
I don't know, she's a little bit...
That's nice. If you said Tubsy or Chubsy, 10 Scott Mills points are coming your way right now. Coming at ya. Now, here's the next one.
What's your name?
Lily.
Have you ever had a pet name for, say, a boyfriend, or have they had one for you in the past?
Yes.
Go on.
I don't have to say it, do I?
Well, that is generally the idea of Sheepish Street. Ask you a question and you answer it, but... Oh, go on. But you know what? Smooth Talking Dan is on the case. He'll persuade her.
Well, his name was Cattle. Oh, no, I don't want to say that.
Because...
No!
His name is what?
His name was Cattle.
Cattle. Like sheep and that.
Like cows.
Sorry, like cows.
Yeah. That was his surname.
Okay, and what did you call him?
Oh... So his name is Cattle, that's his surname. This is going to be bad, isn't it?
It's surely going to be Prod.
Try and guess why. Prod, it could be Prod. Cattle.
Cow, moo, bull.
Okay. It's got to be bad. It's me talking Dan. Surely he'll get it out of her.
And what did you call him?
Cattley.
Cattley. Okay, that's nice. That's fine. Did he have one for you?
No.
Oh, well, that was the biggest...
Cattley?
Biggest anticlimax ever, wasn't it? I was expecting something bad there. It was just putting a Y on the end of his surname. Radio 1 Podcast. Oh, Becky's been on. She's on her way home in Matlock. She wants us to stop doing the pet names thing. She's making her feel a little bit queasy on the way home. Also, Fergal's been on from London. Still intrigued as to why your pet name for your boyfriend is Kylie. Is it because he's a gay icon?
Yes, he is.
But actually, he is.
That's not the reason for it.
But he is a gay icon. What?
Sorry. You're now trending worldwide.
Are you serious?
No. Sorry, I had a little... that was quite a shock. There you look. Next to Harry Styles.
Worldwide.
Phone number isn't trending yet.
Oh, what have I done?
Or sacked tomorrow.
What have I done? If you've just switched on, you would not have heard this.
Scott gave out Harry Styles' phone number earlier.
It wasn't like that. I basically tried to ring him, and it went to voicemail. And I couldn't cut it. I couldn't clear the line. So
they are off the '80s. The phones.
They really are.
And it's not Harry Styles' number.
It's not. And don't phone it, please. Thank you.
Sorry, I made a mistake.
And also, Danny and Matt have been on from Stourbridge. They got engaged yesterday, and Matt cried when he asked her. I like it when the boy cries. That's cute.
Radio 1 Podcast.
If you want to play along with Innuendo Bingo, do that now. Grab your water, whether it's you on your own or maybe you've got a friend with you. Get the water, get something to spit the water into because we're about to play. If you want to see us, you can watch us right now on the Radio 1 homepage. Hiya. Oh, I'm waving at myself. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see me, you can see Becky, and you can see Chris about to spit the water out. Chris has got his new Get Involved t-shirt on. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go and watch us right now. And if you want, play along.
Two people, two cups of water,
one bin. Innuendo Bingo, the jewel.
Becky's wearing an attractive hat again.
Yeah, I'm sat in a bin liner. I've got a bin liner on and my shower cap is on as well.
Beautiful.
And yes, I am wearing the same top that I've worn in all the other Innuendo Bingo videos. It must be my Tuesday top.
It is your Tuesday top, unofficially. Chris has just got his T-shirt on. It's very tight fitting, that. Well, it's fitted, I'd say.
You're joking.
Fitted.
I quite like it if he would have stitched up the hole in his jeans before we played this.
Oh, you've got a hole there.
It's a little bit distracting, but I'm just going to get on with it.
It's not your attention to it now.
No. Okay. Are we all ready to go? Let us know.
Yes.
All right. Get some water, please. Mm-hmm. You know how this works. Put the water in your mouth. I play you a clip of something from the TV or the radio, and let's see if you can hold the water in your mouth. Ready? Mm. Okay. Take the water, and you at home as well if you're playing along. Hello if you're watching us on the website. So, Richard Madeley. That's all I said. Mm. He's been on Radio 2 a bit lately. Mm. And this one was spotted by one of our listeners called Kev. Here it is.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Here we go.
We've been doing this ages now, and I still love it so much. You all right, Chris?
Yeah.
A little bit wet there?
Here we go.
Going out tonight? Oh, you are?
I am, yeah.
I'm hosting a pub quiz.
I don't have to worry about that, because I'm not invited.
You were invited! Right. Good one, that.
Right.
Chris definitely came off worse. All right, then. More water, please. Nice big gulp of it, please. Thank you. There we are. Mm-hmm. Now, this one's spotted by one of our listeners called Bobby. And this is from ESPN, which is a sports channel, and it's ex-footballer Felipe Senderos. Right in the face there, Becky, to Chris.
Did you get that right or not? I was more laughing at your...
Is that not right? Philip... Philip Senderos.
You couldn't have got it more wrong!
Chris, have I got it right?
Say it again.
Philip Senderos.
Senderos.
Philip. Well, why has he got put a confusing...
Well, you can call it that if you
why
want.
Why has he put a confusing E on the end?
Felipe.
Well, that's what I said in the first place. Right. You have to spit your water out to tell me that. Right. Get back in.
Come on.
Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Oh, Chris. He's gone. Becky's fine.
I'm okay.
Well done.
It means more when you know who they are.
I know the Joey Barton one.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's why I didn't laugh.
Well held, Becky, well held. Yeah. Next. Ready? Mm-hmm. Nice big water. Mm-hmm. Nice big gulp of water. Nice and fresh.
That was feeble, sorry.
Ready?
Yeah.
And this one is from Watchdog.
Both Phil and Paul have their equipment in the hole. They're having a good feel around. Phil?
There's a lot in here, so you might want to retake.
Enough consumer affairs.
Is there more?
Yeah. So you've heard that bit now, so that won't happen again. Ready?
Oh, I hope not.
Here we go.
Both Phil and Paul have their equipment in the hole. They're having a good feel around. Phil's pumping hard, making his rods do the work. Paul's hose is looking limp. It looks like Paul's flagging. And Phil's come first.
No way.
I love Becky's slight dribble.
No way.
I was trying so hard to hold it in.
That you did really well there to the end, but you just kind of dribbled out. Like you just been to the dentist.
Oh, my word.
Okay. Ooh. Next. Mm-hmm. Who's wettest? Chris again. Mm-hmm. Surprise. Okay, and this one's spotted by Nicola. And this is from Front Row, a programme on BBC Radio 4.
These jukebox musicals are far too common, and to be honest, a computer could write one. I think you could knock one off on your laptop of a Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well held, both. Well held.
I laughed more because you had my accent. Yeah.
One more. Ready? Mm. And this is from Annie and Nick. on Sunday night on Radio 1. Annie Mack, Nick Grimshaw. Ready? Here we go.
There's three things I want to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go on a boat trip down the Thames. I want to...
Okay.
What's that face for?
It's quite a weird thing to do.
Well, it's my day off.
Okay.
I want to go into the cinema.
Yeah.
And I want to get the grass cut in my back garden.
Projectile, Becky.
All right.
Right, Chris, you right?
Yeah.
Might need to change your top. Hope you enjoyed watching that. Hope you enjoyed playing along. That was a good one. But innuendo bingo the jewel. If you played along at home, let us know who came off worse.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.